Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snerd, with Ray Noble and his orchestra, Joan Merrill, yours truly, Jim Amici, and Charlie's special guest, the star of the new Broadway success, Harvey, Mr. Frank Faye.
Mr. Bergen, you look awfully nice in that new suit, and you know you look so collegiate, you do. Mr. Bergen, are you still mad at me?
I certainly am, young man.
Oh. Well, why don't you bawl me out and get it over with? I can't stand this torture of silence all the time.
I don't care to wash our dirty linen in public.
Good. Let's send it to a laundry, huh? Then we'll never hear of it again.
Yeah. If you don't mind, Charlie, I have no time for this drivel, especially when we have a distinguished visitor with us.
Who?
Frank Faye, the star of the Broadway hit, Harvey. You know, we've been friends for 15 years, and during that time he has known success and failure, wealth and poverty, but he's always the same, Frank Faye.
Yeah?
Yes. Pardon me, but would you two mind stepping aside and giving me center stage?
Yeah. Well, hello, Frank. Charlie, this is Frank Faye. Well, Frank, old boy, it's surely good to see you again after all these years.
Why, hello. How are you? Jimmy? Joe?
No. Frank, my name is Edgar, remember?
Oh, yes. Awfully sorry, but I have such a poor memory for names. Mm-hmm. One meets so many characters these days.
But, Frank, surely you remember me, Frank.
Please, since I'm now on the Broadway stage, I think Mr. Faye has a nicer ring to it, don't you?
Yes, all right, Mr. Faye. But you haven't forgotten when we were playing together on the three-a-day?
Three-a-day? Three-a-day. That's some kind of vitamins, isn't it?
I love this, you know. He never forgets a bell. Good old Frank. Yeah.
I'm talking about vaudeville. Why, we played on many a bill together.
Oh, yes, vaudeville.
Yeah.
There's a faint glimmer of recollection. Yeah. I remember then as now. I was a great success, and you... Well, you're young yet.
Yeah. I see you're still the same witty comedian.
Oh, no.
What?
Not that word, comedian. Comedians are so plebeian. If you're plebeian.
Yeah.
If I may use the word, and I'm one of the very few people who can.
But, say, in vaudeville you were known as a comedian.
Ah, yes, vaudeville.
Yeah.
Those days have disappeared forever from the Fay memory. A new Fay has arrived without the baggy pants.
Well, Bergen's filled his out a little, too. But aren't you really the great actor that everybody in town is raving about?
If you want to put it mildly, yes.
Oh, Mr. Faye, I want you to meet Joan Merrill.
Why, hello there.
Hello, Mr. Faye. I've heard about you.
Yes, my dear, I'm sure you have.
But you really don't look like that kind of a man.
That's elegant, Joanie.
You know, Mr. Faye, I saw your show last week, and I thought your performance was just wonderful.
Oh, it's nothing, Miss Merrill. Really nothing.
Oh, but it was.
Well, cry, Joanie. If he says he's no good, I'm inclined to agree with him.
Please, young man. Miss Merrill, would you be interested in a dramatic part in my show?
Oh, no, Frank. I'd much rather sing. And here's a song I especially like. It's one of Gershwin's numbers called But Not For Me.
They're singing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found more clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Me. I never want to hear about those Pollyannas who tell you faith supplies a mate. It's all bananas. I was a fool to fall and get that way. Hi-ho, alas, and also lack-a-day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his face, I guess he's not for me.
Bergen, are you going to talk to me now? What have I done that's so wrong?
Well, I guess you know very well. Imagine you.
What?
Why you never come home last night at all?
No.
Think of it.
Yes, sir.
Didn't come home at all.
No, sir.
Well, that's the latest you've ever stayed out.
No.
Yes. Now, suppose you start from the beginning and tell me exactly what happened.
Yes, well, I'd rather start from the end and tell you nothing.
Yes, I know. Come on, out with it.
Well, it was like this, Mr. Bergen. You see, I was walking through Central Park, and I was minding my own business.
Minding your own business?
Yeah,
well, that is unusual.
Well, I got so sick and tired of it, I don't mind telling you.
Were you alone?
Yes. Mortimer was with me.
I see. I suppose then you went to the zoo.
Yes, and it just so happened, of course this is ridiculous, but it just so happened that one of the baboon cages was empty, see?
Yes.
And, now, don't scold me, will you?
No.
And I looked at Mortimer, and I looked at the empty cage.
Oh, no.
Well, it seemed like the logical thing to do. Yeah.
Oh, didn't the people gather around?
Yes, they did. Of course it helped when I got up and yelled, "Step right up, folks. For 10 cents, you can see the only blonde baboon in captivity."
You call Mortimer a baboon?
Oh, a little flattery never hurts anybody.
No. Well, no one believed that Mortimer was a baboon, I hope.
Oh, no?
Oh, they did.
Well, I was cleaning up.
Yes.
Why, if that Parkinson hadn't butted in, why, by now I might have become a monkey millionaire.
Is that so? I see. So the attendant chased you?
Yes, all over the darn park. He'd have caught me, too, if I hadn't got away in one of those rowboats in the park.
Oh, I see. Oh, then you stole the rowboat.
No, I didn't steal it. I didn't steal it.
I see.
I didn't steal a boat, no, sir. It just happened to be going my way.
Oh. What way?
The way I was rolling.
Yes.
I was pulling for the horizon.
Yes.
Egad, how I rolled.
Yes, I know. And where did you end up?
On a lonely island.
Island, yes.
No sight of land anywhere. I rode for miles. There I am, just a lonely little boy. And there I sat, all alone. And a terrific storm blew up. I tell you, it was practically one of those typhoids.
A what? No.
Typhoon.
No.
Spittoon?
No. Typhoon.
Yeah. Anyway, it carried off my boat.
It did?
Yes. And there I was, all alone. Macarooned on a desert island.
This is absurd.
No. And worse than that, I was surrounded by alligators.
Alligators?
Yeah. Water was full of those traveling bags. With teeth, too. And the wind blew. And the snow snowed. I tell you, it was awful begging.
Why, you poor boy.
There I was, starving on the desert island. Dying of thirst. Water.
All right. Weren't you cold, too?
Oh, sure. My clothes are all tattered.
In one night?
Well, I tat very fast.
Yes, I know.
It was terrible. I was all alone in the dark. And then suddenly I heard a gnashing of teeth.
Yes.
And then it was louder and louder.
Well, what was it?
It was me. I was hungry.
Oh. Well, how did you get it back, Charlie.
Well, in the morning I could see that there was just nothing to do but stay there or starve.
Yes.
Or do what I did.
Yes. Well, what did you do?
I tried to do the best I could.
Yes. What did you do, Charlie? What did you do?
Well, I took off my shoes and waded ashore. Oh, here comes Mortimer. Let me out of here, Mortimer.
No. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, would you like to swing on a star? Or would you rather be an ape?
All right.
Hello, Mr. Bergen.
Well, hello, Mortimer.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see you and glad to see that you're safe after your experience in the baboon cage.
Oh, that was pretty good. Well, Charlie, he's pretty good. I had a swell time there.
Yeah. Now, don't tell me, Mortimer, that you liked being in there with the baboons.
Well, sure.
You did?
Mm-hmm. They treated me like kinfolk.
They did.
Besides that, I had all the peanuts I could eat.
Well, that's nice.
I liked it. It was nice.
All right. But do you know that Charlie ballyhooed you as the only blonde baboon in captivity?
No.
Yes, he did.
Well, I'm pretty scarce, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Bergen.
Well, are you leaving?
Well, I gotta go now.
Well, why?
Well, I'm half past late already.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where are you going?
Well, back to the cave.
Back to the cave?
Well, it's our feeding time.
Oh, feeding time.
Tonight we're getting bananas.
Oh, I see.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Well, what was the question?
Yeah. How can you be so stupid?
Well, ain't that a coincidence? The baboons asked me the same thing.
They did.
I hope that you've changed your mind about us and about radio now.
Well, Edgar, the more I think about radio, the more I think of the legitimate stage.
Oh. Why?
Well, you've got a great play, and, well, if you get it, you're made.
Well, we have good plays in radio, too.
Do tell.
Why, certainly. Why, just give us the word, and we'll tailor one to fit you. Won't we, Charlie?
Yeah. We'll make you one with two pair of pantomimes.
All right.
Not much. I just threw it in.
Well, Edgar, just how would you cast me?
Well, I'll tell you, Frank. I see you sort of in the part of a hotel manager, I believe.
Yes. Sounds like a disagreeable part.
You just be yourself.
Now, Charlie, how about it? Do you want the part?
Yes, I'll play the hotel manager with reservations.
Mm-hmm.
And you will string along with us, huh?
As an old string saver, yes.
Oh, good. Splendid.
Yeah. Ray, will you lead us into a hotel?
Good morning. Garani arm. The lion is busy. Just a minute. Good morning, scrawny arms. I'll call him.
Well, what can I do for you, madam?
I'm Joan Merrill, and I want to speak to the manager.
I'm the manager, and please don't ask for a room.
Well, I just have to have a room tonight. You see, my bench in the park was painted today.
Perhaps I could squeeze you in room 710.
We give you the best joke.
I don't know how that laugh accidentally slipped in.
Yeah. Well. Well, look who's coming in here.
See here, young feller, I'm Mr. Svensson. Now, you're checked out of one hotel because the whole joint was jumping with these fellers here, you know, yitterbugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would like to get a room here.
You can go out with Noble.
Yeah, all right. How cheap are they here, the rooms?
Well, it all depends on if you get here before the prices change.
And just exactly when do they change?
They change just before you get here.
Well, come here. Now, give me a room and let's not argue.
Well, that'll be $10 a day.
Well, let's argue a little.
Porter! Porter, throw this Svensson out on his accent here. Oh, how do you do, sir?
I'm Sir Chalamandale, or Roundelay, pronounced Chumley Rumble.
Well, that cuts no ice with us. Our rooms are still $10 a day, pronounced pay in advance.
Yes, but look here, you know, I have a room, and I'm not happy.
You have? No, I've heard everything. Is that young lady with you, Mrs. Roundelay?
Oh, dear, no, she's the hotel maid.
Oh, but that isn't Cricket, old man.
Oh, please, really, you misunderstand me. This young person comes in my room in the morning and takes the sheets off my bed, and she doesn't even bother to see if I'm in between them.
Well, what's the complaint?
Well, I'm getting just a little tired of being shoved down the laundry chute.
And I take it you don't like being shoved down the laundry chute?
That I don't mind so much, but I do resent being sent back rough dried.
That will be stopped. In the future, you shall be mangled.
Young lady, what reason can you give for pushing our guests down the laundry chute with the linen?
Oh, gotta make the bed, so you can't make the bed with people. And unless you change the sheets with people in the sheets, you can't make the bed. And that's too bad, because I have to make the bed before I go home. You see what I mean?
Would you go around again? You forgot to touch second.
When I don't eat, I get weak. If I get weak, I can't make the bed. That's why I throw the gift down the laundry chute. Now, is that clear?
I've never heard a truer thousand words. But here's a song I picked up last week. I don't know where. The Very Thought of You. It was written by Ray Nobel. Nobel. Nebel. Who cares? Anyway, just listen to it. The very thought of you. The very thought of who? The guy doesn't even know who he's thinking about. And I forget to do. Well, that's excusable. Everybody forgets things like wedding anniversaries, paying debts. The little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I take a bath on Saturday night. I'm living in a sort of daydream. Is that bad? He's lucky he's got a place to live. I'm happy as a king. A king happy? Where? And foolish though it may seem. Foolish? That line doesn't even make sense. But of course he had to have something to rhyme with daydream. I suppose it never occurred to this mug that he didn't have to write the song at all.
To me, you're everything.
Uh-huh. Now it comes out, the broad's working.
The mere idea of you, a longing here for you.
Sure, he's waiting for her to come home with the groceries.
You'll never know how slow the moments go. Why doesn't he wind his watch till I'm near to you? I see your face in every flower.
You notice he just sees her face? The big heel, he never thinks about buying her any flowers.
Your eyes are stars above.
Uh-huh, a jaywalker. Now you get it? Here's a guy that doesn't know what he's thinking. He's a terrible dresser. He never buys her anything. But he's all hers, and it serves her right, because all he does is keep singing, "It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love." Can you do a friend a favor? Can't you fall in love with me? Life alone can lose its flavor. You could make it sweet, you see. I'm the dish you are to savor. Something warm and something new. Fall in love
Radio service.